I had heard that, I think it was Eric Weiner, was going to do a study of using delayed fulvestrant.
Well, Eric and I have proposed an adjuvant trial for patients who have ER-positive breast cancer that is status post whatever therapy was given, and the patients are currently in a situation where they're getting nothing. And there is a natural history underpinning to this, and so I have to expand on it to explain it. What we see when we look at the aromatase inhibitors given late, given in the middle, or given up front, is that they favorably nudge the hazard for recurrence. What we see when we look at ER-positive breast cancer versus ER-negative breast cancer in the longest term in the Oxford Overview analysis is that after 3 decades, it doesn't matter what kind of breast cancer you had, survival's the same. What we see when we look at the chemotherapy effect in the CLGB is that ER-negative disease is front-loaded with recurrence and then has a very low late risk. ER-positive disease has very constant and chronic risk, which diminishes over time, but only somewhat. So given that, you start to wonder about the possibility of treating microscopic metastatic disease whenever you can get to it. And the hypothesis really is that whether you start at year 2 or year 7 or year 12, if you give an active agent and there is microscopic ER-positive disease lying dormant or clinically undetected, to the degree that this treatment's effective, it should nudge those hazards in a favorable direction. And since there's a large and growing cohort of patients out there who are status post adjuvant hormone therapy, currently on nothing, and we now appreciate that they actually have more of their cumulative risk after 5 years than before, we've proposed the idea of offering these patients several years of fulvestrant as a way of further reducing their odds.
I think the thing that's surprising, you mentioned about the fact that in ER-positive disease you see so many late recurrences, but the actual rate is pretty impressive. One number I hear is 4% a year for node positive, 2% a year for node negative. I guess this is out beyond 5 years. Do you buy into those numbers?
Well, I think it depends specifically on the risk for that tumor, but they're consistent with what we see, and that is, again, that there's a spike for ER negative. So it's sort of, it makes us recast our pitch to patients, because what we've said for many years when we see somebody with ER positive diseases, this is good news, we say. And it is good news because the initial risk of recurrence is low. It's unlikely that the next few years will be marred by something bad. Plus, we have targeted therapy. But what's interesting is it's better, essentially, to look back at year 5, 6, 7 and look back at having had ER-negative disease than look back at having had ER-positive, because at those later years, you're still facing a whole lot of risk.
That's really a cool study. I hope you get it done. Do you think it's going to happen?
I don't know. There's actually broad enthusiasm and endorsement for it across the intergroup. I think the dilemma for the, or at least the challenge for us, is going to be in the numbers. It's going to take a lot of patience and years of follow-up to see this. Our goal here is to design a study that actually hinges on the hazard rates. It brings me back to what you talked about before, the relative risk reductions, so that we can size the study to look early at a change in hazards and use that to draw our conclusions.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Breast Cancer Update.